Anything Goes with Lise Avery is brought to you in part by CityVox New York, the voice of the city. Hey there. Welcome into a mix of jazz, standards, and classic pop that's not the same old thing. It's radio for your head and your heart. I'm Lise Avery, and this is Anything Goes.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows anything goes. Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use for leather words, writing prose. Anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose that anything goes. Today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose. Anything goes.
This is Frank Sinatra Jr. speaking for Anything Goes with Lise Avery. If you like the best music of our times, this is the place to be.
It's not that easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves, when I think it could be nicer being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful like that. It's not easy being green. It seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things, and people tend to pass you over 'cause you're not standing out like flashy sparklers on the water or stars in the sky. But green is the color of spring, and green can be cool and friendly like, and green can be big like an ocean, important like a mountain, or tall like a tree. When green is all there is to be, it could make you wonder why, but why, wonder, I am green, and it'll do fine, it's beautiful, and I think it's what I want to be. Big like an ocean, or important like a mountain, or tall like a tree. When green is all there is to be, it could make you wonder why, but why, wonder, I am green, and it'll do it's beautiful, and I think it's what I want to be.
Yeah, from an album called Sinatra and Company. That was Bein' Green, which you probably already recognize as one written by Joe Raposo for Kermit the Frog. And that album features the incredibly lush arrangements of a gentleman named Don Costa. And at the top, we had Mr. Tony Bennett, along with Count Basie and his orchestra, and our theme song, Cole Porter's Anything Goes. And if you've just discovered Anything Goes here on your radio, or if you're a longtime listener, you've stopped in at an opportune moment, because today I'll be sharing part of my interview with Frank Sinatra Jr. If you've been listening to this program for a while, you may have heard some brief IDs that Frank Sinatra Jr. recorded for me. Between late 2013 and his untimely death in March 2016, I had the opportunity to spend a lot of time with Frank, to get to know him, and had the honor of being a friend to him. That experience was just as extraordinary as you might imagine, or maybe even better. He was a very kind and thoughtful man, and Frank had so many amazing stories about Hollywood and music history that when I was with him or when we were on the phone, my head was frequently spinning in frustration because I couldn't record every conversation. And believe me when I tell you that now I wish I had even more. I regret every single story Frank told me that I didn't record. But luckily for us all, because of my friendship with Frank, he graciously allowed me to interview him for nearly 3 hours. And he shared stories not only about Frank Sinatra, but about Milton Berle, Walt Disney, Nelson Riddle, John Wayne, and many, many others. In this program, we'll be hearing about some of the folks who lived in the Sinatra's neighborhood, like Walt Disney and Bing Crosby. In the next set, I'll tell you more, and we'll hear a bit of my interview with Frank. I'm certain that you will find his stories as riveting as I did. I'm Lise Avery, bringing you a varied and eclectic mix of standards, jazz, classic pop, and a little bit of just about anything else that I call Anything Goes. And right now, how about a little something from Mr. Nat Cole?
And I've just found joy. I'm as happy as a baby boy, my Lord, with another brand new choo-choo joy. When I met my sweet Lorraine, 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 a pair of eyes that are brighter than the summer skies. When you see them, you realize why I love my sweet Lorraine. Now when it's raining, I don't miss the sun, because it's in my baby's smile. Oh, and to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I'll marry sweet Lorraine. It's raining, I don't miss the sun, because it's in my baby's smile. And to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine.
So nice, Nat Cole with Sweet Lorraine, a tune that was published in 1928 and has since become a jazz standard. It was also recorded by Rudy Valley in 1928 and Teddy Wilson in 1935. The recording we just heard of Nat is from 1940. I'm Lise Avery, and whether you're tuned into Anything Goes at home or if you're in your car, I thank you so much for stopping by and choosing Anything Goes and this station on your radio or on the internet, wherever and however you're listening. We're awfully glad to have you with us. Right now, we've got to take a quick break, but when we get back, we're going to be sharing a segment of my interview with Frank Sinatra Jr. with you, and this is going to be great because it's about Walt Disney. That and so much more is just on the other side, so stick around.